today. So every day we start fresh because we can't affect the past, but we damn sure can make a difference today.
Welcome to episode 101 of Shop Talk. This episode had tons of Bela moments with their intense and not so normal honeymoon. Plus, we had Selena team up with Tim and Lucy for a day, and then Selena and Tim kind of cracked a case. And then we even got some great Nyla and Angela moments and saw Aaron in therapy addressing the kiss and how he feels with Selena, like rejecting him in a way. So, yeah, we don't really have any news. Just the rookie's going to re-air 601 and 602 on March 12th and 19th, respectively. So there's no new episodes for a couple of weeks. And at the end of the episode, we'll kind of talk about our schedule as well. But 604 of the rookie is apparently called Training Day. We did get to see the promo after Tuesday's episode, but we don't have the episode description yet. So
yeah, nor do we have promo photos, which, I mean, understandable, but also like,
yeah.
Dang it, 2 weeks.
No, those will drop either one right after we're done recording this. Oh, so God. We're recording Wednesday. They'll probably drop Thursday morning, or maybe they'll drop it like the most, like when we're least expecting it, like over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's gonna feel like weird to not have a new rookie episode. Like, I've gotten used to it. We've had three in a row.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled.
We finally found our groove again, and then it's gonna be like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah, but like, honestly, I feel like a lot of TV shows are doing this, like, and this around like right now, this time. So, I mean, it's just to catch up on filming and editing and all that. So, it makes sense with the shortened season.
Yeah.
But yeah, with that, we'll just go ahead and jump right into the episode because. Yeah, there was a lot. And a lot of like, hey, we've said that before, or yeah, we know. Like, we were just talking about it. I mean, John Nolan is a jinx. Like, I'm just calling a spade a spade. He is a jinx. And the fact that everyone realizes it and recognizes it is pretty funny at this point. So yeah. I feel like even John kind of knows that he's a jinx. Like, he does.
Oh, yeah. Well, because in the beginning, like we got that first scene was the sneak peek or whatever. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like, he knows. He tries, but he also knows.
Yeah. But yeah, so we see Bailey and John being adorable on the beach during their first day of the honeymoon. You know, they meet Raphael and Elise, his daughter, who run the quote unquote villa where they're going to be staying. I mean, it is a villa, right? Like, it's kind of.
Yeah.
But then, so we see them checking their villa out, and it's something. It's like one room. Like, the bed is in the living room area. Like, it's kind of crazy. And we find out that the power isn't very good. The Wi-Fi is pretty spotty, but it's still paradise. I mean, honestly, you're going to the beach. You're not going to be, like, sitting there scrolling your phone. But it is nice to have, like, Wi-Fi when you need it. So. Bailey points out the pictures on the website look a lot different than what they're currently standing in. And Raphael's like, yep, it's all thanks to AI. No, it's called false advertising, but okay. I mean, I'm sure that some of it has to do with AI. And I'm glad that they did bring that in because that's kind of a relevant topic now, too. But I was like, yeah, no, it's called false advertising. I mean, yeah, you've got spotty Wi-Fi and power, so you know, and it was nice, but it wasn't like it definitely was not the picture. So
no.
Then they hear a possum growling, and Raphael assures them that if they hear anything else, it's either a mating sound or a killing sound. At which point I'm like, great, so are we on the beach or are we like in the woods? Because like, this just doesn't seem like it's making any sense. So then John has all of this video equipment laid out onto the bed. He's like, I thought we would want to remember the honeymoon forever. And he's like, I even brought a button cam. And Bailey's questioning if they're launching an intelligence agency. But Nolan's like, it came as a package and it was on sale. So like, I had to get it, which like girl math, but make it Nolan math. Because the way that he was just like, well, it was on sale. So like, that meant that I had to buy all of it. And, you know, I needed this. Like, it was very much like Nolan was excited and geeked out for this. And Bailey was like, do we need this and do we need it here? So we see John getting all excited about the types of cameras and they're testing them out. He's talking about all the different uses for them, even one where he's like, we can use it to go undercover to break up any monkey drug cartels. And Bailey's like, oh, can we go cage diving with sharks? And no one's like, no, they don't have it. I made sure. Which, like, one, she would want to do that. And of course, John's like, no, I made sure they don't have that. Because I could not see John Nolan doing that at all.
Nope.
No. So then Bailey and Nolan are back at the beach enjoying it. It looks cold, by the way. And like it looks like cloudy, cold, kind of just not like where you would want to go and like put your feet in the water. He's checking the night vision camera that featured possums on it. Like he's like all tuned into this, and Bailey's like, I just want to have a nice vacation, nice honeymoon with you. But they're looking down the beach, they see someone sitting on the rocks, and this person like looks over to them and has like a white bandage all over their face. Not creepy at all. And I think even Bailey was like, is that a vampire or something? Like, why would they, I thought we were the only ones on the beach. Yeah, so it was just kind of freaky. So then Balin's at lunch, and she's reminding him that just because he brought all the cameras doesn't mean that he has to use all of them. And which is one very Balin of them. Like she's keeping him humble. He's geeking out. Honestly, like I love this about their dynamic. Like she, I feel like we've seen it more recently where she's like, can we just be normal for a minute? And John's like, yeah, no. I'm gonna find any way to like, kind of bring my job into this or have a little fun with it. So, which is a good dynamic. So then we see, so John sees the bandage guy at the lunch place they're at, and they start speculating who he is. It was very much giving me like a Wesley and Angela like murder boarding vibes. And I was like,
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
I love this. So John's like, I'm gonna go chat with him, and like gets up and he's like all chipper about it. And Bailey's like, or you could not. Like, what if he just wants to be left alone? Or maybe he's like, he could be someone who's looking for a friend, and then they have a third wheel with them the rest of their honeymoon. And John's like, I just want to go and get a read on him. Like, I'll make sure that, we sound old and not fun at all, and he doesn't want to be around us. So as he walks away, Bailey narrates the entire conversation for us. She's hyping herself up with stunning wife. She's talented and smart and funny, which like she's not wrong at all. She's not. It's just hilarious to hear her like hyping it up. And I feel like she was definitely hitting it on the nose with John's like, yeah, that's my wife. Like, isn't she great? So then we see them back in their villa. And he's playing around with the drone. Again, he's like a child on Christmas morning. Like he's just so excited to play with these things. And they're talking about Dean, and John thinks that something's not right with him. And Bailey's like, well, if you could just turn off your cop brain for like a minute, we could go kayaking. So we then see them come back from kayaking, and John's like, let's just state it one more time for the record that I beat you at kayaking. And she's like, well, you had a staggering improvement. And if you want a second career change, you could be a professional kayaker. Which, like, wouldn't it be his third then at that point?
Oh, right, because he was in construction or remodeling.
Like, I caught that last night, and I was like, well, wouldn't it be his third? I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe second since Bailey's known him.
True.
Maybe. I don't know.
So then John asks what the lesson is here, and Bailey's like, it's not to make everything a competition unless I'm sure that I can win. Again, the Balin dynamic is just too great. So then they look over to see the glass sliding door is open, and they question if that was open when they left. And John's like, well, I'll just shut the door. Bailey asks what time it is. They lay down on the bed before grabbing dinner. They end up sleeping the rest of the night. I mean, we've all had those naps, I feel like. Like, oh, I'm just gonna like lay down for 20 minutes, and then 20 minutes turns into like 4 hours. So the camera's still on. We see them throughout the night, you know, it's kind of like a time lapse. And then we see someone at the glass sliding door watching them as they sleep.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, the first time I saw the time lapse, I thought something was wrong with my television.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, wait a minute. Why are
Yeah.
they like moving about? And then I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, the night's moving with them. Okay, got
Yeah.
it.
I loved this entire episode, and I loved how they filmed it. Like, it felt like it was kind of like a true crime documentary, but also remember that episode where they filmed through nothing but the body cams? That's kind of how it felt. Like, they still filmed, like, we could see Bailey and Nolan standing there, but it was very much like it felt like we were watching like a home video or documentary of them. So they're up the next morning. He's talking into the camera, giving an update. It's, I don't know. I kind of got the sense of like it was kind of like a vlog, but I get why they're documenting too. So they're setting up a small but very technologically advanced perimeter. And Bailey's like, "Are we being crazy?" And John just reminds her that someone watched them sleep for an hour the previous night. Like, they're not being crazy. So then she asks why they can't just have a normal honeymoon. And John's like, "When we get home, we'll book a trip to the most normal place they can find." I don't know how easy that will be because anywhere they go is not normal, it seems like. They could go to a normal restaurant in town and somehow it's still gonna go wrong. So then Elise knocks on the door with fresh towels and, you know, when asked when the next ferry is, she's like, "It's not today, probably not tomorrow." It's about as reliable as the internet and the power. And she's like, you know, "The ferry will likely be working by the time you check out." So they're pretty much stuck there, which like leads me to question, how did they even find this location? Like,
No idea.
I mean, I don't know. It seems very weird and like random. So Valen's at the beach again because I feel like that's the only thing that they can do there is like go to the beach or go to lunch. Like, that's pretty much what it seems like. Granted, that's probably the only places that they could like actually film at, but so they find a woman who's floating in the water, come up shore. Bailey reiterates, she's like, "I just wanted a normal honeymoon." Side note, and I mentioned this last episode, but I love how the rookie writers are like playing into the fact that they can't do literally anything normal. Like, even their wedding was not normal in ways. So they check the pulse of this woman to find that she's gone. She's a DOA, and her lips are blue. She's basically been gone for a while. So they're documenting what they found. Raphael confirms the victim's name. And side note, we see Nolan like cleaning the camera off. Again, a very Nolan thing, but also meme alert because it was funny. I don't know. And so Raphael's like, "It's a tragedy," but also says that it's not as uncommon as you think. And even the people who have grown up here sometimes underestimate the undertow of the water. Have a few drinks, go for a night swim, and then here we are. And John's like, "Well, we need to call in some professionals to determine what really happened." And here's like red flag number five with this island. Raphael's like, "Yeah, I already called the island constables and they should be here. Usually it's a couple of days with an accidental drowning." Like, what? How? It's an island. They're not far. Like, I don't want to know where this place is because I don't really want to go here. Like imagine a life-threatening incident and the constables and police are like, "Yeah, we'll just get there in like 4 days, like no big deal." What? It just doesn't make any sense. Then Raphael is like, "Well, we'll put Martha in the walk-in fridge and until they arrive," which, okay, I mean, I guess as a villa, like, they do have needs for a walk-in fridge.
But I honestly thought he was almost joking, and I was like, no, he's serious.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like when he just said that, like, so easy, like, it was like no other thoughts came to mind of like, where else could we put her? Like, it was almost like too easy for him to say. I was like, "You're kind of suspicious here, dude. You're kind of suspicious." So then John notices that he has bars for phone service, a bar.
Yeah,
And
a
he's
bummer.
like, I'm gonna call for backup. And FaceTime's Nyla, which like FaceTime probably takes up more bars, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. I literally thought he was just gonna call a phone
Yeah.
call. But no, FaceTime. That's
I mean,
cool.
I love a good FaceTime, but I feel like a call could have just sufficed. I don't know. So then Nyla and Angela are sitting there doing their work. And Nyla is like, why is Nolan FaceTiming me from his honeymoon? In her annoyed tone. It's too good. I love the dynamic between these two. Always have, always will. I also like how he calls Nyla because he knows her and Angela will be able to handle this. And two, because he knows Gray's busy. And three, their dynamic and trust is just so good. Like, and honestly, Gray would probably have like not believed to Nolan or said some snarky comment to Nolan, like
I
if he
don't
had
even
called
know if
him.
Gray would answer the phone, to be honest.
True,
Depending on
true.
his mood.
Yeah. Or Gray would just pick it up and be like, what do you want? Like,
Yeah.
you're supposed to be on your honeymoon, not talking to me at all. So John gives Nyla and Angela the rundown. Ensures that law enforcement is pretty much non-existent there. But before he can really say, like, I need your help, come, he starts breaking up and they lose him. Yeah, because that one bar expired. Like, that one bar was gone with your
Yep.
FaceTime. So then Angela's like, we should go. Nyla's obviously on board with it. And is like, after all, Valen does need our help. And so conveniently, Sergeant Gray walks by. They tell him the situation. Nyla's like, Balin found a dead body on the beach. And Gray sarcastically says, why do I feel like I should be more surprised about that? Which, yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm not surprised with anything that Balin comes across. So Nyla responds back with, yeah, he and Bailey are basically trouble magnets, which mood,
We have
100%.
totally said that.
So they stress that they should go down there to help him. Gray's like, well, by the time you get the funds approved to travel, like he'll be celebrating his anniversary. And Angela suggests putting it all on Wesley's card, which is technically hers too, and the department could just reimburse them. I would love to be able to just like offer that up for someone. I'd be like, yeah, I can just put it on my card, like no big deal. Gray reminds her that the department won't cover first class, and Nyla's look to Angela as everything. When Angela's like, well, the trust fund will. And Gray asks them again if he really thinks that Nolan needs help or if they're just trying to get out of the office. And I love that, like, he's not 100% believing them here. Like, he's still skeptical of it. Even though they're detectives, they can handle their own. And it's not like they're asking for more officers to go with them. Like, it's literally just them. I just loved how he was like kind of skeptical of it all. So we go back over to Balin. They're walking through the woods at night. They keep hearing animals scream. And we see them walking into the walk-in fridge to perform an external autopsy on Martha. John like states who they are, their jobs, the facts that they know, all of that. Everything looks good though, but she has a laceration behind her ear. So now they have to determine if she hit her head when she fell into the water or if she was hit and then fell in. But they can't tell without a proper autopsy. So, I mean, they can't really do much more. So they start going through her pockets. Bailey pulls out like a bandage claw, and thinks like maybe she picked it up when cleaning Dean's room. But they kind of deduce that like he could have killed her. So John's like, well, clearly we need to go and check out his cabin. Yes, because that's exactly what you do when it's just the two of you and you have no backup, no guns, nothing. Like, yeah, just go into a possible killer's cabin. Like, why not? Oh my God. John is just, he literally puts himself into these situations. Like, he really does. So after looking over her body, they go to check out the cabin. It's dark out, there's no power, so they can't tell if he's in there, but it's empty. And he ends up having little to nothing in there. But Bailey found something, like it's a bag, and she opens it and it's a gun. So John like jams the barrel. They're in a rush to get out after hearing Dean outside. And John like starts to run out, but Bailey grabs the cameras that John forgot. And So Bailey suggests getting a kayak so they can kayak to the nearest island, which is 3 hours away, and they'll be there by sunrise. Mainly so that they can notify police so they can arrest Dean before breakfast. So they go to the kayak that they're going to use, and it's like busted up on the bottom. They're assuming that it's Dean. I mean, who else would it be at this point? Like, he knows that they're onto them, onto him. So they're back in their villa. Bailey's like, well, this is a memorable honeymoon. But Bailey's like, there's no one else I'd rather spend it with than John. And she's like, well, Harper or Lopez would be better. And Bailey's like, or Tim or Lucy. And then they start naming Gray and Selena and Aaron. And then John's like, I'd even accept Smitty if he brought his gun, which,
That
fair.
was my favorite thing. I was laughing so much.
Imagine Smitty on this island. He wouldn't even
Yeah,
care about what's going on. He would just be like, I just want to sit and like put my feet in the sand. Like,
right. Yeah,
he would be so unserious about it. And John would just be like, dude, we have a case to solve. Like, come on. So they hear action outside. They check the cameras. Elise is there. She doesn't look good though. So John rushes into action. He assures Bailey he'll be right back. She's watching the camera. And like the camera goes black, so she like runs out and then gets hit in the back of the head. No big deal. So Angela and Nyla are finally on the island. They both don't have service. I mean, we've already established that. So they can't track their phones or get an ETA on backup. And they're like, we don't like this. We don't like this at all. No one around to greet you or hear you scream. And then conveniently they hear a scream. And Nyla's trying to just convince herself and Angela that it was just an animal. And Angela's like, I agree, but just in case. And so they get their guns out, they like, get in position or whatever. And we just have an amazing shot of them standing there armed up on the beach. And it like pans out and like we go to commercial. So then we see Nyla and Angela bust into Balin's villa. They find the cameras and iPad. And Nyla's getting the video feed up when Angela notices that there's a few more cabins to the east. So they're watching the footage, like the real-time footage of Baylen and Dean's cabin being held hostage. They see him like revealing himself by taking off the bandages. Elise is tied up next to her dad, who we then later find out is dead. And Dean's telling them that like he went up there for peace and quiet and to heal after his face surgery, but Balin screwed that up all while John's trying to like work himself out of the restraints. He gets like too close for comfort though with Bailey and like threatens to cut her, holding the knife literally right at her. I was like, we're not doing this. No. I'll tolerate, I'll take some honeymoon jing like hijinks, but not this. No. So Dean confirms that John is a cop, and John's like, us being here has nothing to do with you though. Like, and Dean does not believe that. So Angela and Nyla, we go back to them. They're still trying to find them, but are lost on their way to the cabin. Dean knows that they took the ammo though. And he's like, you didn't hide it very well. So he points the gun at Bailey, but when he goes to shoot it, the shot's like turned back on him and he's screaming out, he shot his hand. So he goes at John with his knife, and John like pushes him into the mirror, taking him down like he's on the ground. Nyla and Angela come running in. Bailey's fine. She's gonna help Elise stop her bleeding. And then this was quite possibly one of my favorite moments. Like, it was a gross moment, but it was funny just how he handled it. But John's like looking at his hand and he's like, ew, gross. And like he's like, I think that belongs to you. And like kind of flicks Dean's finger off of his hand.
Oh, that's what that was. Ew. Ew.
It was gross, but it was just kind of funny, like how Nathan like portrayed it. Like very John Nolan again. Like, you take someone down, but yet you somehow are still a part of it. So then we hear backup finally arrive in a helicopter. And then at the end of the episode, Angela and Nyla walk back into the district looking kind of defeated, and Gray's having a good time with it. He's even mentioning how it was the shortest vacation ever, which mad props to Richard for being able to play Gray, like going from serious and sarcastic to then just like funny. Like,
Yep.
and also hearing more like behind the scenes footage and just videos and stuff of him, like at least the one of them doing the TCA photo shoot and like his voice kind of high pitched to like hyping Melissa up. I'm like, this man has such a range on him. Like, I love it. I love
Yeah.
it. So they tell him that they got an idea on Nolan and Bailey's bad guy, which can I just say that I love that Gray called him a bad guy. Like, it wasn't suspect or anything like more police like, you know, or like that verbiage, but it was like, did you get Nolan and Bailey's bad guy? Like, okay. It was just funny. So Dean's real name is Nicholas Colson. He's been in the wind since they found pieces of his girlfriend all over his apartment. Gross. Gross. He was then hiding out on an island recovering from facial surgery when he saw a cop honeymooning next door, got paranoid, and thought his victims were conducting surveillance, which we knew. And so Nyla mentions that local law says they might have to go back down to the island to testify. And Angela piles on and she's like, yeah, a week, maybe two. And Grace just not believing it. He walks away laughing and he's like, that's really funny. Which, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't know. We'll see. If it takes the cops like 4 days to just get there, I mean, it'll probably take them 2 years to get to that, you know, testify state. So then we see Baylen sitting in the living room at the end of the episode with a beach display on their TV and toes in the sand and like a kiddie pool, cocktails in their hand, and they toast a happy honeymoon for real. That's their normal honeymoon because they're not
Yeah.
going to get to go anywhere else and have a normal honeymoon.
Nope.
Was so good. I'm loving all of this Baylen stuff. Like, I don't know. We were talking about it before we started recording, and I just feel like they've really kind of made more fun with their dynamic, like,
Yeah.
you know, with all the different you know, competitions and just the hijinks that they get up to. So, yeah.
Yes, we are very much loving married Balin. So.
You know who else isn't married, but they kind of seem like it is Chenford. So maybe we should start talking about them now.
Yeah, we'll talk about Chenford.
What a
We kind of,
segue. What a
yeah, there you
segue.
go. Yeah, I mean, there were plenty of Chenford scenes. And then we're also going to talk about Selena and Tim and their case in a little bit. There was like a bunch of little scenes with Aaron and Selena too. So we'll just kind of talk about the rest of the episode that was non Balin centered.
Yeah.
So we start off with Selena walking in from the parking lot, and Aaron kind of stops her and is like, hey, you know, I have something for you. And she has no idea what it is. And it's a new laptop because apparently at one point she said that hers was running slow. And like her reaction was my reaction because I was like, dude, what? Like, why?
I was like, this is not the way.
No.
Not the way at all. So.
No. Yeah, so she assumes that he's apologizing for the kiss that happened at Balin's wedding, which I mean, he is, but she doesn't accept the laptop. It's too much.
Yeah.
So she kind of just leaves him there in the parking lot. They're both still feeling a little awkward about it. I love how he was just like, does anyone want a laptop? And you hear someone off screen or say, you know, yeah, I'll take it.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that until the second rewatch, and I was like, wait, someone actually like took him up on that offer. I mean, I probably would too, but also like it was just funny. And he's like getting out of a Cadillac too. Like this dude is loaded, loaded, which I mean makes sense, right? Like we know his backstory, but yeah, it's just funny that he thought that's the way that he could like apologize and like win her back. I'm like, dude, no, like you don't need to win her over with fancy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I get it because that's kind of all he knows, but at the same time, I'm like, come on now. Like, you can do better, Aaron. Yeah. So that's where we leave with them for right now. And then for Chenford, we have Lucy studying for the detective's exam on her couch, and Tim comes out and, tells her that she really should take a break. But of course, she doesn't want to, regardless of the fact that she didn't sleep much. And Tim, tells her that she, there is such a thing as over preparing, and she might be doing that. Even though Lucy thinks that's something that lazy people invented when they, when they don't want to work a lot. And Tim had said, well, you can't control Prim or, how anyone else is going to react to it, but you can control you. And Lucy, oh my gosh, Lucy just kills me. She took that to mean, well, okay, I can control me, therefore I have to be perfect. Like, oh geez, if that's not me, I've never related to a character more in one episode
Yeah.
than I have Lucy Chen.
Just the way she was like, yeah, can't do that. I was like, yeah, sounds about right.
Tim, reiterates that she just needs to trust herself and then let it go. And then he tells her that he's gonna go take a shower right then. And Lucy decides that, yeah, she'll take a break after all. So yeah, we got that little moment. I know people were like talking about Lucy's like outfit and hair and everything, and I was like, yeah, it's a look, not gonna lie. Like, yeah. So that's where we leave with them for right now. We get to see Aaron in a therapy appointment with Dr. Blair, and he's telling her about the wedding and how, there's mood lighting and dancing and whatnot, and that, had something to do with the fact that he ended up kissing Selena. And this was the other, well, the sneak peek that the rookie eventually posted on Instagram, but that one article posted earlier.
Can we just talk
And
about all the memes too, or like the tweets that everyone was doing after, where it was like, well, it's the lighting. The lighting had something to do with it. And it
oh,
was like all Chenford stuff. I was like, yeah, this is about right.
yeah, it was, yeah, definitely. Memes were made, plenty of memes were made. And so Blair affirms that, it's he's talking about the same Selena who, saved his life, who's his friend and confidant. And so they have a shared trauma, which can sometimes be misconstrued. And in this case, it got, mixed up for romantic feelings, which, which Selena does not share for Aaron, in the present time anyway. And so he wants to know, what can he do to try to fix this? She suggests that he can set boundaries with Selena, and they can, talk about things, clear the air, but it's not going to fix things overnight, and he kind of has to, learn to live with that, and just, you got to try something, because obviously what he's doing is not working. And then we later see Chen having Smitty, of all people, quiz her on exam questions, and it's just about the funniest thing ever, honestly.
I mean, he's like really the only one around, but it's pretty funny knowing that like he's told her about Prim and stuff before, so.
And Smitty insists on, Lucy should know Prim's likes and dislikes, his hobbies, what, just something else that so she can have a leg up, or get bonus points, as he says. And apparently, Prim like adores dogs or something, or like rescues dogs. And Lucy's like, oh, well, I'm a dog lover too. I think our friend Nikki on Twitter had tweeted after she said that, well, then where is
Yeah.
Kojo? So,
I
I
mean,
mean, fair
fair
point.
question, fair question.
And so it kind of cuts over from that because they're in the roll call room, just they're the only two there. And we see Gray, Nyla, and Tim all checking in with Selena. She knows that she should not have gone rogue, but she kind of did it to impress Nyla, which obviously did not work. Gray kind of, I guess, thought that they all had possibly spent too much time helping Aaron through this situation and maybe not enough time for Selena, but she insists that she's dealing with everything fine, like she's okay. And so, since John's on his honeymoon with Bailey, Selena will be paired up with Tim. And Tim also sees Lucy studying with Smitty and decides that Chen will also go ride with them too. And I just thought it was so funny that he comes over to tell her this, and he wonders about the over preparing, and she's like, well, it's Smitty, he's not really helping that much. And she just outright admitted it, which was funny. And Smitty kind of like lets her leave and is just like, I've done my job, now it's all up to her. And it's very Smitty, like, his work is done, he's gonna, go chill now. And so we do see Chenford and Selena go out on patrol, and Lucy is asking Selena about Aaron, which Jennifer, you called it, like being brought up in that situation. And Tim ends up faking a swerve to kind of stop the shot because he doesn't want them discussing like guys and relationships. And Lucy reminds him that he said no birth charts like earlier, and that this isn't that. He's obviously still not amused. But
Can I
then
just say
they.
that I thought he was going to do the I've been shot, boot, where am I?
Oh,
Like,
yeah. No, I
I thought
totally
for
thought
sure he was
something
going to
was
do that.
coming, or that it was going to be some kind of, Tim test. But it just, oh my God, it was just so funny. And then, like, Lisseth posted the behind the scenes of that scene earlier on Instagram, which was super fun too. Because Eric was very Tim-like in being, I'm not having any fun. Yes, you are. It's okay.
Also, we got robbed of seeing the rest of that conversation. Like,
Oh,
we
for
were
sure.
robbed. Okay. I hope
For
that it comes back up
sure.
because I need it.
But they do end up getting a shoplifting call. They pull up to this convenience store. The shoplifter in question is bleeding, and Selena asks him to raise his hands from his pockets. He drops everything that he was going to steal, and said that he was just trying to get these things to help with his arm that's bleeding, and his head is also bleeding, but he doesn't have any money. What he does have is a name tag that says Jonathan Knight of Trusted Security. But he tells them that he doesn't remember anything, including if that's his actual name or not. And they end up taking him to the hospital. This is after he throws up on poor Selena, though. She's having a day already. So at the hospital, we get to see Luna Gray. So that was exciting.
We're 3 for 3 so far with her being in episodes. I love that.
Yeah, that's so true.
They must not have started filming The Recruit that she's in, the other Alexei show on Netflix at this point. Also, Jonathan Knight is the name of a New Kids on the Block member. So I'm wondering
That's
if,
where I heard that. I
because I
was
was like,
like,
that name sounds very familiar.
that is, yeah.
I thought for sure that it was an alias. And like, that's why, because I was like, that name sounds very familiar and I cannot place it right
Yeah.
now, but I've heard it somewhere. But yeah.
Yeah. And so we get to see Luna. She started her new job as a patient advocate, and she tells Chenfer that she called around to the shelters and rehabs, etc., but no one matching there. Sorry, I don't know what the heck's wrong with my voice today, you guys. No one matching their John Doe's description turned up as a missing person. And so Tim and Lucy ask if they can go talk to him, and so they do, and he's watching TV, and he wonders if maybe he doesn't remember anything because he's a spy that's working on a case that involves North Korea. And Lucy's like, "No, you're wondering these things because you're concussed. Like you have this head injury. That's why, you don't remember anything." And he's also wondering about his partner, if his partner's okay, even though he doesn't remember his partner's name or the last time he saw him. And Tim kind of looked behind him and saw that there John Doe is watching the television, and he realizes that he probably picks up this spy lie due to the Russian news piece that was on the screen. And but Lucy being, it's very much Lucy of her to just wonder if there's some part of the tale that this guy's telling, if that's true or could possibly be true somehow, like the partner theory. She always just wants to believe the best in people and give them the benefit of the doubt. I think this does prove that Tim is like has softened some, though, because he at least, admits that, oh, okay, we can, check it out.
Like
Whereas before.
he like listens and like
Yeah.
lets her kind of theory out too in a way. That made no
Yeah.
sense, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he hears her out.
Yeah. And Selena comes back out into the hospital lobby to discover that Chenford's already gone.
Yeah.
So,
I love how we saw them walk away and she came in. I was like, oh, Selena's losing Chenford already.
yeah. Yep, and she even asked the nurse at the hospital stand, and nope, no one's seen officers Chen and Bradford, and Selena kind of scurries off, and we hear her say, "Oh, I'm in trouble now." So she must have gotten back to Mid-Wilshire okay, because she's, like towards the end of her shift now. We do at least get a chance to see her chat with Aaron, albeit it's like kind of quick. And she tells him that she's not fine with the kiss, and she needed him to know that and hopefully accept it. And then we get to see her be pulled away for a brief moment, and she gets to clock out at the end of shift, and Tim tries to pull the, "Well, do you think there's anything else left for you to do?" And Lucy's like, "No, just like you can go home." Pretty much ignore him. Which is when we get the, Lucy wondering if she has softened him at all, like
Yeah.
changed him at all.
Tim's look to her, I was like, oh my gosh. Did she kind of like undermine him because he's technically Selena's TO at this point? And she was
Yeah.
like, no, like I'm gonna take care of it for you. But
Yeah.
yeah, his look to her was great.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we get Lucy then waking up presumably the next morning, after getting actual sleep. And Tim was watching her as she was like waking up with a smile, and his shirt sleeves were rolled up too. And I was like, my goodness, they're really trying my patience. Like, I can't. It's too much.
Also, where was he going in like a button up? Because I
Yeah,
wouldn't
I
think he
don't
would
know.
put that much effort in to just
Yeah.
go to the district and change out of that and into his uniform.
Yeah. I don't
But
know.
then we saw him at the district, so I don't know, but
Yes. But
yeah.
thank you, wardrobe department.
Yes.
You have my sincerest
Yes.
appreciation for that.
And Selena or Lucy, like with the bad head. Oh my God. She was wearing the ring
Yeah.
from 211. People were like, she's in Tim's shirt. I'm like, listen, I'm here for that. She was in Tim's shirt a couple of times. I mean, if you ask Twitter, it was Tim's shirt. I was just like, oh, I love everything about this. And then the tweets to come after that were great because it was like, I think Em had tweeted today, like, us, we thought Chenford like broke the bed and like, broke the lamp or whatever. And it's just like set deck is just like innocently changing these things.
Or they knock the paintings off or something, and it's like, no, they just changed them out for something else.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. So good. Also, the Chenford scenes that we've gotten so far, we're literally three episodes in, have been top notch. Like everything about season six lately is serving, serving. So,
It is definitely elevated. They really
yeah.
do know how to bring their best efforts, and it shows so far.
Which makes me sad because it's a shortened season. I'm like, I want more of it though, but I'll take the 10 episodes that I can get and like take it all in. So,
Yeah, it's very much giving season three vibes with the shortened season
yeah.
back then due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But back to Lucy. She does actually feel rested and thanks him for, getting her, to go out on patrol with them instead of, being stuck studying. And all is going well until she gets a text, and the text is saying that her test is in 20 minutes. So, she basically hops out of bed and runs to presumably go get ready, because the next time we see her, she's, dressed and ready to go, and is walking, into the, I don't know, is it another off, like another division, or like just another
It looked
place in
like
the
that, or
medical chair? I don't know.
internal affairs kind of place,
Oh,
like the big like office where a lot of those departments are in.
Anyway, she's walking to take her exam. That's the point. And the receptionist tells her to take a seat, and Lucy notices that there's a bunch of other people waiting to take their exams. But she explains that the text said that she was needed as soon as possible. But the woman again tells her to wait, basically wait her turn. And so she goes to sit down. And so it cuts back over. We see Tim telling Gray that Selena's doing okay, and he'll be glad when the exam's over so Lucy can chill out too. And Selena was researching and discovered that there's apparently a building in Koreatown nearby where they found the John Doe. And she found out that on the fourth floor there's a diamond exhibition. So she thinks that maybe they, well, that he robbed the place, albeit semi-unsuccessfully considering his injuries. But regardless, they go check it out, and they discover that not only did their John Doe rob the place, he apparently fell through the ceiling as he was trying to get this job done. That's probably where he hit his head. And his partner was also stuck in the wall. So, yeah, apparently the, well, their John Doe's name is Roger. And his partner that was stuck in the wall ended up drinking his own urine. Ew.
Yeah. And he makes it a point to mention if they'd come 5 minutes earlier, he wouldn't have had to do that. I'm like, why'd you have to do that to begin with? I mean, I guess if you really had to go, but like, how? I don't
I mean,
know. It's just weird.
listen, on survival shows, I have seen people do that. But that's when they've gone like days, which I guess it would have
Right.
been, would it have been a day? I guess, since
Like,
they found John
I don't
Doe.
really
Didn't
want
find John Doe.
answers to these questions, but did he
Oh.
have to drink it or
Oh.
did it just kind of happen?
Oh, God, I
Like,
don't know.
this episode had its own like weird kind of, because I mean, poor Selena, she was just going through it with this case.
Yeah, all the, yeah,
Bodily
just the
fluids, like,
ick. Yeah.
yeah. Well, and then like then you have all the Baylan stuff. Like this episode was just like odd with all the random
Yeah.
stuff. But so
Yeah,
good.
it
So good.
was. Yeah, and so Tim and Selena kind of just look at each other like, okay, this is where we're at before this case. And again, cuts back over. We realize that Lucy is the very last one that's called for the exam. And she was sitting there ever so patiently. And when she enters the room, Prim is all business and just basically, I mean, gets right to it and asks her a question about press being allowed at crime scenes and what's kind of the rule about that. And Lucy answers that the press, can have special access to crime scenes, but only if they don't disturb the evidence or injure themselves. I'm assuming that was Prim's not so subtle segue into Lucy's clown case, where she lost the evidence because it was washed away when the sprinklers came on. But it was just such an odd thing. I mean,
Yeah.
they asked like one question and that was all we saw. And
Right.
I was like, wait, that's it?
Well, and she wasn't like acting detective. Like, or well,
No.
Tim had like,
Oh,
kind of
right.
appointed her to be that, but it wasn't like she had the detective rank yet.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, one, how'd you know about this? And two, like, why are you bringing it up? I mean, it makes sense to bring it up when she's having the test for it, but it's kind of like that's irrelevant in a
Yeah.
way. Like, that's she wasn't even detective rank at that point, so.
Yeah. And just the way he went about it was not very cool.
I didn't think that that was Prim. Like, I did not imagine that that's how Prim
Oh, was
would
it
have
not?
looked. No, it was,
Oh,
but I
okay, it was.
just,
I was like,
I
shoot,
wouldn't
this
have
is wrong.
imagined that being him, I guess.
No, I would not have either, to be
Yeah.
honest. Yeah. And but listen though, this totally reminded me of when John was supposed to have his like oral exam or something, and he like bursted into the room when Talia was, giving her spiel about, lying and helping her brother or something. And I mean, John got like sort of reprimanded for that, but then also like not really. Meanwhile,
Yeah.
poor Lucy, like,
Yeah.
had all the things thrown at her.
Someone pointed that out on Twitter after the
Oh, did
episode
they?
too. They were
Really?
like, John can literally get himself into any trouble and gets a golden ticket and
Yeah.
like puts other people, like his partners and stuff, like in danger.
Yeah.
Lucy works hard. She like studies. She does all this, and like she's having a hard time with it. I'm like, I know, like it's not fair. Granted, Nolan is the main character. Like, he's carrying the
Right.
show like that. But also, I feel like we've established that it's more of an ensemble show now. So like, can we get a win for her, please? Because she's just
Yeah.
striking out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's made to kind of showcase the inequities in policing being a more male-dominated field versus
Yeah.
women. But yeah, she needs to catch a break. But
I
she
do
does.
love that they're showing those differences, though. Like,
Yeah.
if that's what it really is. And it shows that it's not going to come easy for everyone, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Lucy looks a little bit, kind of she's a little bit off her game for a second, but she pulls herself together and says that, she learned from her mistake. She ended up getting a full confession and helped the DA with the case as best she could. So she, accepted that it happened and made the best of it. Of course, Prim took that to mean that she was glad it happened. Like, of course she wasn't.
Right.
Ugh, I just, oh, he irked me.
Can I
To be
just say, I
nice.
feel like he was the typical stereotype for someone who's that rank and like has the power to kind of like determine whether people are going to become detectives or not.
Yeah.
Also, I want to know if he was around when like Nyla and Angela became detectives, because assuming they had to take the test too. I mean, I guess they had probably been on the job. Well, we know Angela had to take the test because
Yeah.
she had talked about it in season one, but like, oh, and Nyla had already been a detective before she
Yeah.
came on to the rookie, right? She like demoted herself down and then took herself back up. So.
I mean, I think it is just this Prim character is letting his personal, like his bias of the whole Metro
Yeah.
trade and, you know, all that craziness, affect his judgment, which is totally unfair.
Yeah.
And
And also, like, I'd rather have Tim on Metro than Prem. Sorry. Yeah.
And so again, like we said, there was just the one, well, one question that we saw. And when she's back at the division, Gray posts the list and she goes to scan for her name. Unfortunately, she placed 17th. Was it out of 20 people or was
I
there
think
like another
so.
page? Oh, okay, it was only out of 20 people. They
I
like
would have
put
thought that
the
would have just been like everyone who's on that list like passed, but it must have been like the top three, top five, or top 10 or
Well,
something.
yeah, that's what I thought too, but then I was listening. I was like, nope, sad music, so that has to mean something.
Yeah, I
Something's
couldn't
not
like read her
how I
face and I
thought.
was like, is she in shock? Does she just
Yeah.
not know how to feel? And then when she was like, I placed 17, I was like, what does that mean though? Like you're on that cheat, so. Didn't you get it? Like, I don't
Yeah.
know.
But then I remember oh, well, Tim's was for the what, the sergeant's exam though, and he was 8 out of 140
Yeah.
or something, right? I don't know, because I don't know how frequently detectives' positions open
Yeah.
up or don't. I don't know.
Right. I mean, I would
Like,
assume that they could have like. I mean, I'm sure there's a quota for how many detectives that they can have, but I'm sure that those positions are open a little bit more, or there's more like leeway than like a
yeah.
sergeant, because a detective could be in any like
That's true. Any division or place.
division team,
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you can tell that it's not what she thought would happen. And then we see her, you know, kind of looking a little bit defeated, walking off. Then we get to see Tim telling Selena that she did good work today, which, see, he does listen to Lucy. He's trying his best. And Selena tells him, you know, it's thanks, you know, because he helped her out. And she also implies that the paperwork would be more manageable with his help as well. But he says, you know, police work isn't supposed to be manageable. So, Selena has to tackle that herself.
I love how she tries to get him to help. Like
Oh
knowing
yeah.
that he's not going to, she's like, but you could help me. I'm like, Selena, no. He wouldn't even help Lucy. So,
No.
yeah.
But at least we get the Aaron scene out of it, so that's good. Because as she kind of, you know, sits down and is gonna get started, Aaron drops by and relays that he heard about her dreadful shift, for lack of better words, and they managed to kind of awkwardly chuckle about it. But they do come to an agreement that they miss being friends and hopefully things will get less weird as the days go on. So, 'cause it was a little less weird than the day before, and it'll be a even less weird tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I love how Selena was, kind of hopeful for the future of, we'll laugh about this one day. Not today, but one day.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
wonder
so
if, like, as time goes on, if they ever will go there, or if
yeah, I
they'll
don't
just
know.
be like, if it'll kind of be like a Nolan and Lucy thing, like where it happened once and we just never talk about it again. But
Oh gosh.
like, I kind of hope that that's not the case. Like, I kind of hope that they do laugh about it at one point, like, sometime in the future, and like, Aaron's kind of like, hey, remember that time that, like, but I don't know. I don't know. And I
Yeah.
also hope that her and Lucy talk about it more, and Selena kind of like maybe spirals out about it or something. Like, maybe that's when we find out, like, people find out that Nolan and Lucy dated. We likely won't ever get that, but a girl can dream,
I
so.
mean, listen, Eric was the one that brought it up in that one interview, and then that just like immediately got everyone talking
Yeah.
about it again, which I don't blame them because I would also like to know if Tim knows
Yeah.
about this
Yeah.
or
I would
not.
just like to see someone else find out about it through Lucy or Nolan and see their reaction. I
Yeah.
mean, because Jackson kind of figured it out, but like,
That's
rest in
true.
peace to him, which sad. I also hope that we get a scene next episode or something where Lucy tells Nolan about the detective's exam and like didn't pass it or something. Like, we need something with that, with the OGs, the OG rookies.
Yeah, that would be good. And so back at Lucy's apartment, I'm still calling it Lucy's apartment until Tim officially moves all his stuff in there. Like, it will not be, he still has a house in my mind.
I saw a tweet today that was like, it focused in on Lucy's key ring. And they were like, one of these keys is to Tim's apartment that he never goes home to. And I was like, yeah, because they have each other's house key, whether they go there or not,
Fair. And so Tim reveals that he got her a trophy for the exam and it said first place, but he drew on the seven for like 17th. And oh my gosh, he was just, oh, it was just the cutest thing ever.
It was so cute.
It was just the best thing. Because he really did think that Lucy would have been first. And she said that she's sorry she disappointed him, but he tells her that she could never disappoint him, and they kiss, and it's just like, oh my God, I literally cannot handle it. It was great.
I think we
From
need to
the
like build a shrine around that couch, because like all of their cute moments happen on the couch or near it. Yeah. I mean, really, like the entire apartment, but the couch for sure.
Yeah, or
Yeah.
just like the living room area.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, where's Tamara? Like, we need to see her.
Yeah, I hope so.
I wonder what episode she does come into, because we did see her filming, but we don't know which episode it is. So, yeah, we need to see her. I miss her.
But I mean
That's about
that,
it, though, for the
yeah.
episode. We did get a couple of listener thoughts. So first, Lisa had said, I liked all of the Chenford scenes. I can't wait to see what career Lucy chooses, and I wish she had got the promotion because she worked hard for it. I also liked Angela and Harper working together. It was a great episode. I saw someone tweet and they were like, T.O. Lucy Chen, maybe, just because of the way that she was like, she told Selena, you can go home, and like, maybe if she can't get detective, like she could be a T.O. And then still like go undercover, like if she needs to, but I could
Because I
see
mean,
it.
because Nala did that, was a TO and went undercover. I
Yeah.
mean, especially since she had told Tim, you can still teach someone and, have, be nice about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that would be a good avenue for her. Oh gosh, I'm so bummed out for her though that she's automatically, I mean, I get it because she was, even said to, Gray, like, I'll die on this list, because she was so far down. But it just bums me out that she was already like, well, I got, maybe I'll, try another path and like, just no,
Like
just
she
sad.
can try another path, but I hope she still continues to work towards the detective side at some point. Like I don't think she's totally ready to leave Petrolia yet. And maybe this was kind of like the sign for that. And then Francesca had said, "Do we think we will see Prim continue to sidetrack Lucy's career this season? Lots of people were heartbroken that she failed her test. Do we think she's still going to try to become a detective, or will she really change her career path?" I never thought of Prim like continuing to sidetrack her career this season.
Oh God, I hope not. That'd be like my worst nightmare. I hope not. But that's the thing though, is did she, I mean, okay, so is, oh God, someone has to explain it to me. So did she actually fail, or is it like she passed? She's just so far down the list that she's probably never gonna,
Like make it.
like get an open spot. Like I didn't know if it was like the sergeant's exam, like where Tim placed versus, everyone else, because I mean, if there were 140 people on that sergeant's list and there's only 20 on the detective's list, I just can't imagine that she would be the only one that, wouldn't. I mean, because she was still three up from the last place. Oh, God, I don't know. I just need someone to explain it to me because it's driving me nuts.
And they never really said that she failed or not. So I guess that's still kind of up in the air. I don't know.
Maybe it's
I don't
supposed to
know.
be ambiguous. Is that the right word? I don't even know.
I would think though, if she's that far down on the list, if she did pass, like if you make the list of the top 20, because I'm sure that there were others that were like, testing. It looked like there was a room with a lot of people. I would think that those top 20 would get some kind of rank somewhere, but I would think it would be the top three or five that are like looked at first. I am kind of surprised that she did test or she did come in 17th, though. Like just knowing how she was, but maybe she did over prepare too much and like it kind of psyched her out, I mean, I feel like if I over prepare for something, then I just kind of work myself up more. I'm like, oh, well, that wasn't the best, even though I over prepared for it.
Or maybe it is setting up for, unfortunately, more prim. I don't know.
I could see him continuing to like kind of come across her, but if he's part of the detective like bureau thing,
Like, why would he go out of his way?
And like, how would he interact with her unless she goes on more calls where like detectives are going to be around and Prim just so happens to be there? I don't know. It seems
That might
weird.
be.
And like, we haven't really had Angela or Nyla talk about Prim. Well, I guess the first episode, Angela went to go, or Lucy went to go talk to Wesley and said she should have talked to Angela too. So maybe, I don't know. It just kind of seems like up in the air to me. And they never really said that she failed. So I guess it is supposed to be ambiguous with it.
I just don't know. I mean, because I know people on Twitter were talking about the promo for the next episode in a few weeks of how the like killer, the what was it, Pentagon killer case, what, maybe Lucy could, like solve that in a big way, or like find something major, to help that case, and that could get her, I don't know, back on track or something. And I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know.
Well, and someone was like, can we give her a break? I was like, what do you mean? Like, she's not in the promo. So, I mean, is she missing? Is she like kidnapped? I don't know, but maybe. We just didn't see her in
Oh,
the
was that bad?
promo.
I didn't realize that she wasn't in the promo.
I didn't
Sorry,
either
Melissa.
until I like rewatched it and I was like, okay. But then other people were bringing out the role change or whatever TikTok that Melissa had did. And she captioned it like, guess what I'm doing as Chen in season six. So people were like, well, maybe she is changing her career path, like, or maybe she's becoming TO instead. I don't know. It's gonna be so interesting to see where these last seven episodes take us. And also, it's crazy to think that we only have seven episodes left. Like, I knew we had a short season and it's been in the back of my mind, but like to know that it's only seven is crazy.
At least we get to see Makia's new hairstyle
Yes.
when 604 airs.
And Aaron's back on patrol next episode. So, yeah, should be good. Should be good. And it looked like Tim was back in Metro stuff. So, Nolan and Selena should be back riding together. And then Aaron and Lucy back riding together. Makes
Possibly.
sense. And it looks like Nyla and Angela are going to be like solving the case too. So, it's a whole team event here, whole team affair. But yeah, any other notes on the episode?
No, I just loved it a lot. Like, shockingly.
I've loved all the episodes so far of season six. They're really bringing their A game, I think. So, yeah.
It's been really good. Well, with that, you guys can find us on Twitter at the Shop Talk Pod _ or email us at Shop Talk the Rookie Podcast at gmail.com with all of your thoughts. And we are also on Twitter as well. I'm at Carrie Hyman.
And I'm at JSark804.
And don't forget to check out our Tee Public store for new merch. We had, the 100th episode special, design made. M is just out of this world talented. So if you would like to, go shop that, the link is in our bio on our Twitter page. And since the rookie is taking a 2 week break, so are we.
Yeah.
We're a little tired. Just kidding.
Well, we have other life things going on, so.
But we will be back March 28th with a new episode, and we can't wait to watch the rookie's new episode that Tuesday. It'll
Yeah.
be fun.
Also, going off of the Tee Public stuff, they are having a sale right now.
Oh, are
So
they?
take that
Very
with what
cool.
you will. There's like, discounts on tees and all of that. So. Yeah. If you're so inclined to wear a piece of fan-made rookie merch, check it out. There's some cool designs. So, yeah. With that,
Great.
though, we will see or we'll talk to everyone again on March 28th. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Go get 'em, boo.